I suppose what underlies the story is an examination of why she did arouse such visceral passion in so many people. And the two people who are looking at her, down at her from the window, both agree on the desirability and propriety of shooting her there and then, but they have to argue about the reasons for doing it whilst taking tea together. And I did want to examine that interface between politics and personality, which is so marked in her case. And she's a marvellous person to put in fiction because of the contradictions that run straight through her personality. You feel she was a walking argument.
What would you say? I mean, Nicholson Baker got into enormous trouble writing a book imagining the assassination of President Bush at the time, or, as it were, sort of mentally plotting it. What would you say to those people who say, this is outrageous, you're giving vent to a sentiment which shouldn't be given vent to?
Well, I think it would be unconscionable to say this is too dark, we can't examine it. We can't be running away from history. We have to face head on, because the repercussions of Mrs. Thatcher's reign have shaped the nation. It's still resonating like that gong of yours. And say what you like about her, whatever your view of her, she was the shaper of history.